The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
We have our old friend, Father Sean Healy, CEO of Social Justice Ireland, with us, because today they had a big launch in relation to something called Ireland ranks 11th out of 15 countries on the UN's Sustainable Development Goals, whatever that is. So it's the poverty industry at it again. What have you got for us this time, Sean?
Well, we're not the poverty industry, but anyway, you know that as well as I do. But anyway, what happened was in 2015, 193 countries, including Ireland, signed off on 17 goals at the UN to be achieved by 2030. And those 17 goals are to be achieved in each of the 193 countries by 2030. And to give you an idea, the first one is no poverty. That's goal one. Goal two is zero hunger. Goal three, good health and well-being, and so on. There's a series, they're broken into, we break them into three. There's a series of economic ones, there's a series of social ones, and there's a series of environmental ones. And what we've done in this index that we publish every year now, the Sustainable Progress Index, for 2019, what we found was we rank Ireland among the EU 15 countries. And we chose those because they're really our peer countries. They're the kind of Western European development, Northern European ones that most Irish people would want to benchmark themselves against, if you like. OK, so what we find is that overall, Ireland is ranked 11th out of the 15 on the overall performance of all 17.
And when you are we falling down?
Well, we're falling down on all of them, really. We're doing well on a few. We're doing well on three of them, particularly. The best one we're doing on is education, where we ranked second out of the EU 15. And on the peace and justice ones, we're ranked fourth, and on clean water and sanitation, we're fifth. But then you go and you look at some of the others, we're down, those three are in the top third, if you like. But then there's four more of them in the bottom third, and we're not doing so well at all. Things like reduced inequalities, we're supposed to reduce inequalities, that's goal 10. We're down, we're kind of doing 11th in that out of 15. ODA, third world aid, we're 11th out of 15. Affordable and clean energy, we're doing 12th. And responsible consumption and production, 14th out of 15. Now, when we looked at the social ones, when we put those together, Ireland was ranked 10th out of the 15. When we looked at the economic ones, Ireland was ranked 11th out of the 15. And when we looked at the environmental ones, Ireland is ranked 13th out of 15.
Okay, so those are the scores on the doors. But what does this mean to ordinary people?
Well, it means in a way like we have made...
Like it seems very academic, very kind of ivory towers.
Well, it's not really, and I'll tell you why. We have for decades now really put all our eggs in one basket. We've basically said what we need to do is grow GDP. And if gross domestic product, and if we generate growth, eventually growth will trickle down to everybody and we'll have good services and good infrastructure and all the rest of it. In actual fact, that doesn't work. And I think that's proven across the world at this stage, not just in Ireland. And what we need is to recognise that, of course, we need economic growth, but we also need to do four other things simultaneously, not afterwards. We need to drive decent infrastructure like social housing and decent services. That's one. It's services like education, which we are doing pretty okay on, but healthcare and things of that nature as well. We also need to do just taxation, fair taxation. So we need to do real participation, because people do want a say in shaping the decisions that affect them. And they're very bothered by the idea that in some way or other, somebody else tells them what's good for them and so on. And finally, we have to do sustainability, and not just environmental sustainability, but economic sustainability and social sustainability as well as environmental sustainability.
What about the point that Social Justice Ireland and other people I call kind of in the poverty industry, what you're actually doing is you're succeeding in lobbying politicians to give more free houses, more free medical cards, more welfare payments, and all the while There is the working poor that we see of the 2.2 million people at work who are in the gig economy, who have 0-hour contracts, mm-hmm. who aren't represented on, by anybody, including you. They're over the limit for a medical card or for rent subsidy, mm-hmm. and they're really struggling. And they are the new poor, and they're the working poor, and they're the squeezed middle. You don't seem to have them on any index.
We have them on a lot of index. There's two. I would need to divide up the two groups that you're talking about, because there are two groups there. There's the working poor. There's 109,000 people with a job in Ireland who are living in poverty. That's not our number. That's the CSO's number. And they're using a methodology to count it exactly the same as every other country in the EU 28. It's agreed by Eurostat. It's applied across the system. 109,000 people. We have campaigned for two decades, Ivan, to get a solution to this. It's quite straightforward. What the government needs to do, and it's affordable as well, what the government needs to do is take the two income tax refundable tax credits, the two basic tax credits that income tax people have, and make them refundable. What does that mean? That the people who don't benefit from the full value of the tax credit because their incomes are so low and they're precarious or whatever, that they would get the benefit of the balance of that they're entitled to. That would be very targeted. The only people that would get it would be the working poor, and they would actually benefit quite substantially from it. The money is relatively small.
The other group.
What I'd be pointing to there is that the real group here, you've got to be careful about average wage versus kind of median wage. The person in the middle of the income distribution is earning about 25, 28 grand in that space. The average is higher, it's 35 plus. Okay. Now, what we find, we've been, as you know, and we've often talked to you about it here, we analyse budgets every year. And one of the things that we know is now clear that in that space, 15 people who are with jobs, 15 to 25, 30,000, the government has no mechanism to target them in a budget. So they can target the people above them by raising the tax credit. They can target the people below them by increasing welfare. But they can't target this group. So
How many people are in that category?
I suspect somewhere in a couple of 100,000. But the way to do it, the way to solve it, is to make tax credits refundable. So everybody with a job...
You come back to that. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's doable. It's payable. It can be done.
All right. Okay. Well, you heard there, Sean Healy, CEO of Social Justice Ireland. You heard the boxes we are ticking and aren't ticking.